great achievement now by the our adult men's players. Fantastic. Like, you know, when you look at our senior squad, they've played every available game for them this year. Every available game they've played in. The league final they got to, they won the Camogie Spell and they get to, and the county level they got to the All-Ireland final and that. Now they're in the championship final. So they've played every game that they could possibly play. It's a fantastic achievement.
Yeah.
Our reserves are had a great win. They won the league. Our thirds won the league. So, like, lads are flying. Like, you know, I think it's 8 finals this year. Our three teams will be this come when these 3 finals that take place. That'll be 8 finals for our adult men's team. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a great achievement, great testament to all the lads that work so hard.
Yeah.
The boys who manage them, in particular. You know, at the start of the year, you're trying to get people to manage them, and you're hoping that you'll have enough players. And once the thing got going, we've buckets of players, like, you know, and it's great. Everybody puts their shoulder to the wheel to get going. Like,
you mentioned it's difficult to get managers to manage them sometimes, and you had to work extra hard maybe to twist Martin Regan's arm to come back this year.
Well, I didn't really have to twist it because I kind of knew that he would be there, like, you know. And, like, Martin's a great club man. He's a fantastic, fantastic club man. And it's very, very easy to deal with. Martin, we have a great relationship, and he's a very, very easy man to work with. He's not looking for pie in the sky stuff, like, you know, as to say that you can't deliver. It's just, he's very, very good that way, like, you know, very, very good, Martin.
Yeah. And you're lucky to have him, you know.
Yeah.
You've been in the last 6 finals, you've been involved.
Yeah.
He's been involved there since 2005, the very first one.
Yeah, well, since he took over in 15, the worst he's ever done was a semi-final. Like, you know, he's been in finals since then, so he's a remarkable man, and he's just able to turn it on every year. And the lads have a great time for him, in particular the young players. A lot of young players coming to the squad this year, and they love training with him. Like, you know, they all talk about it.
He does most of the training himself, doesn't he?
He would,
Tell me about this senior team. Obviously, they're very special because last year, you know, 111 to 4 points in the county final. That was kind of embarrassing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tough, like, you know, but then, like, we probably could have made the score look more respectable. Looking, we went looking for goals near the end, like, you know, and that's what you have to do when you're so much behind. But it was just terrible, like, you know. So, you feel so sad. Like, the boys put in so much work and to do what happened on the day. But fair play to Unil, so the better team on the day, and they won, and that's it. And you have to go home, dust yourself off, and get back on the horse and come back again.
Yeah,
that's,
we're
back again this year. And, you know, please God, the shoe will be on the other foot come Sunday.
Yeah, and you were kind of going in as the underdog this time. You were the hot favourites last year.
I suppose we are. Like, you know, but the Unions are the champions, so they have to be. They're the favourites. They're on a fantastic team. They are. Like, I don't think it matters between both teams. Like, you know, two great teams, and whoever turns up and plays the best will win, and that's the way it is. And, you know, hope it's a great spectacle. I hope there's no controversy or anything like that surrounding it.
Yeah, you know? We've had enough of those.
I hope it's a fantastic spectacle and everybody enjoys it. It's a great day and the best team wins on the
day.
Is
there much of an atmosphere around Glenteith, or are they used to it at this stage?
No, you just see things getting better every year. Like, I drove coming through Fintown there and it looks fantastic. Like, you know, like we have the bunting up, everything's up. Like, you know, everybody's hanging out their flags and wishing good luck to players. Like, you know, and then with the thirds winning at the weekend, that puts the... Like, it's a great, everybody's, as the boy said, most people are involved in the football, like, you know.
Yeah.
You go out and you're meeting somebody that's involved, like, you know.
Yeah. How important would it be to win it?
It's massive. Personally, I'd love to win it, like, you know. I'd love to be chairman of the club if they were county champions. It would be great, like, you know. I'd love that. You know, but maybe I'm being a bit selfish then, but that's, I suppose every chairman wants to win a county champion, like, and not only me, but the committee I have. Like, I have a fantastic committee, a great other officers, treasurer, secretary, fantastic people, a great executive, and great volunteers. Like, you know, we had a county quarterfinal this year. We hosted that in Glenties. We had a junior A semi-final, and without the volunteers, we were not able to do those things.
Yeah,
and they were great to be able to do them as well.
Well, this is 6th final in, 6 years, 7 years?
Yeah.
Does it get easier from a club point of view, officials' point of view? Is the template there kind of...
You kind of know what to do.
You pull it out every year.
You kind of know what to do. Like, you know, it's not... You kind of know how to go this week and what you have to do and what has to be done. Like, you know, it's like tonight. Like, you know, you know it has to be done, you do it, and that's it.
Do you sleep this week?
Not a bit. Not a bit, Tom. Not a bit.